time for our Barnsdall Panthers Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Barnsdall head football coach Cliff Warford. Panthers off to a hot start, 2-0. They beat Caney Valley back in week number one, 33-12. Then got a win over Oklahoma Union this past week, 34-0. And Coach Warford, I would guess that you are encouraged about the start so far.
Oh, absolutely. We, from week one to week two, I was very impressed with the amount of discipline we played with, how much we've grown, and especially on the defensive side, but both sides of the ball. I mean, obviously, pitching a shutout's a great thing, and our defense got that done on Friday night. But our offense started clicking early, built up a big halftime lead, so was very, very satisfied with the boys' performance.
Are you at all surprised, or is this something that maybe you had expected before the year started, being 2-0?
Well, I think that the expectations were definitely there. You know, like I mentioned before, last week and in week one, we just came out a little bit sluggish, started playing a little better late in the second quarter, but we played considerably better on both sides of the ball in the second half, and that kind of transitioned on right into week number two's victory. So it's definitely, I feel like that the boys are starting to meet the expectations that we set for them earlier, and we're just continuing to push them to get better and better.
Who's playing well for you guys right now?
Offensively, we've got a few. Sophomore James Cole, our quarterback, is much more comfortable, a lot more comfortable than last year. But from week one to week two, great improvement there. He's thrown for 360 yards and five scores through the first two games, doing really well. Our deep threat is senior Joe Gott. He's been playing very well. He's had two catches for over 200 yards and three touchdowns. And he's also got a couple of picks at his cornerback position. Tyler Wilson's played really well receiving the football. He ran a punt back as a strong safety, played really well. And then two boys defensively, senior Colton Allen has recorded 22 tackles. He's our middle linebacker, ball hawk, and free safety Chandler Bryant has played exceptional. He's also sitting at 22 tackles, has a couple picks and a couple forced fumbles. So we've had good contributions from five or six guys leading the way and then several other guys filling in the pieces. So we've done a really good job.
Talking with Barnsdall head football coach Cliff Warford, Panthers 2-0, as I mentioned, with a win over Oklahoma Union this past week, 34-0. You guys are at Rejoice Christian this Friday, 7:30 kickoff there on the road, second road game of the year for the Panthers. Rejoice Christian is 0-2. They have had losses to Crossings Christian and Kiefer. What do you know about them?
Well, obviously Kiefer is one of the top teams in our class, so we didn't, you know, watching that film, they put up a fight, but Kiefer is just, you know, very athletic, very good team. And the Crossing Christian game was actually closer than the score reflected. So I feel like that they're going to be a good opponent for us, a good test for us. Last year's contest, I want to say, was about a 24-25 point loss. So, you know, the boys have something to prove and are looking over to go over and set the tone early and see what we can get done. And I think it'll be a good measuring stick for us and also something to help us get ready for the future since Rejoice is sliding, we're sliding into their district next season. So be a good competition for us. Think they're a good football team, and I feel our boys are prepared to go over there and get a victory.
Barnsdall head football coach Cliff Warford, once again, the Panthers off to one of the best starts for any area club, 2-0, and they are at Rejoice Christian tonight at 7:30. Coach Warford, appreciate the time. Best of luck to you this evening.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.